Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to you this evening by tape recording from the Democratic town meeting being held here in Kalamazoo at the Masonic Temple. There are about 400 and 500 guests assembled here this evening. In just a few moments, a resolution will be presented requesting Victor E. Bucknell to run on the Democratic ticket in the primary election for governor of the state of Michigan. And now here is the Honorable Charles Bennett.
There is great pleasure, of course, that comes to everyone sometime during their lifetime. And this time, for myself, this is one of the outstanding occasions. It is certainly with pleasure and honor that I read to you this next piece of literature. I will read this. I ask your attention, please. Whereas it is the duty of the citizens in a democracy to guard faithfully against subversion of the principles of popular rule and against subtle and gradual encroachment upon the principles and guarantees of freedom. Whereas there appears sinister and unmistakable trend upon the part of administrators of the public government in the state of Michigan to override and in effect to break down and abolish constitutional provisions which traditionally guard the liberties and sovereignty of the people. Whereas the citizens of Michigan are without alternative other than to choose for the office of governor of the state one whose faith is rooted in the soul of liberty and who in all other ways is richly qualified and eminently fitted for this highest honor, which is the gift of a grateful people. Therefore, be it resolved by this executive committee of the committee of 50 citizens of this community and region that the Honorable Victor E. Bucknell be and is hereby petitioned to permit his name to be placed before the electors of the state of Michigan on the 1948 primary election ballot to be voted on at the public polls in September for nomination on the Democratic Party ticket for the office of governor of the state of Michigan. Resolved that the chairman and secretary of this executive committee are hereby empowered and directed to present to the said Victor E. Bucknell this resolution and position with this committee's cordial greeting and assurance, and that he graciously make reply at his convenience to this committee. Respectfully, Committee of 50 Citizens of the State of Michigan. I thank you.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, and my fellow townsmen, I certainly wish to thank you, Mr. Bennett, to thank the Committee of 50 for this fine tribute which has been paid me this evening. I certainly appreciate your graciousness and the graciousness of all of you in coming here and paying me this tribute. It has been well said by a great American, "I like to see a man proud of the place in which he lives I like to see a man so live that his place will be proud of him. In this large gathering, I not only see my fellow townsmen, I see many from adjoining counties. I see many from Michigan cities, Benton Harbor, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Detroit, and a score of other cities throughout the state. And we are all gathered here to pay tribute to democracy, first of all. I have known for some little time past that this committee of 50 has been meeting. This is not a surprise to me. I knew that they had petitions out circulating them, and I knew of the resolution. And I feel now, at this time, that it is incumbent upon me to make answer to that overture, to inform you as to whether or not I shall run for office. And I have given careful thought to it. I have consulted with many friends, many persons throughout the state. And I have decided that now is the time in which to give that answer. I've reached my conclusion that now I am, at this moment, a candidate for election to the office of Governor of Michigan. And I shall continue actively to campaign from this moment on. Until we carry it through. To allay any misunderstanding as to my sincerity or as to the permanency of this candidacy, the permanent nature of it, I now here pledge myself to exercise the utmost endeavor to a vigorous, forthright, and full-scale 83-county campaign in which the issues of this election will be examined and presented intelligently, honestly, candidly throughout the entire state. And I shall never break faith with the electors who repose this confidence in me, nor will I forsake the men and women who by their commitments upon issues and by their votes otherwise array themselves on the side of sound, tranquil, and progressive administration of the public government of this commonwealth. And it may be well said now, without waiting for routine discovery, that my campaign in its organization, in its facility, in its technique, and in its enterprise will be such as to win widespread and enduring public approval, irrespective of party affiliation or preference. And throughout the campaign, insofar as my part in it may be concerned, emphasis will be upon those policies in state government which rest upon tried and proven foundations. We shall promote no vagaries of theories or of economy which are to plunge us into the unknown or which will jeopardize the public treasury. We shall adhere to known and dependable formula rather than upon experiment. We shall esteem frugality better than waste. We shall restore to the people state budgetary control. We shall install responsive public service in place of private political showmanship. And ladies and gentlemen, I think it is about time that we citizens of the state of Michigan should present these issues to the public. I think it's about time that we people should go upon the highways and byways and fully present these issues so that no person in the state of Michigan will have the slightest apprehension as to how we stand. There is pressing need that the basic law, the Constitution of Michigan, be given the protection of a strong citizen bodyguard. That truly great document is being attacked from high official sources. The present governor publicly has defamed and degraded it as antiquated. And what does antiquated mean? Well, it means senile, its usefulness gone, ready for the ash can. He attacks the Constitution, notwithstanding that he has solemnly sworn to uphold and protect it. Why? Apparently because the present Constitution does not invest him with czaristic power. Thus, this noble instrument in this great state and the Oval Office, the governor of the state of Michigan, has been termed the crummiest job in Michigan. And that he was merely a glorified clerk. And I say to you folks of this state that I have great faith in this state. I have great faith in the people of this state. And I have a still greater faith that the office of governor of Michigan constitutes more than the crummiest job in the state. This is an assault upon the Constitution with the ultimate aim to effect wholesale revision or substitution of that great instrument of public security. And that instrument has stood the test for 100 years. And as a part of this great plan, I say great question mark, as a part of this plan, we are attacking the autonomy of the self-government, the small units of government, the counties and the townships of this state. The township is the only pure democracy now in existence, in this or in any other country in the world. Citizens of townships do not delegate their sovereignty. They go in person to their township meeting. On town meeting day, and approve or reject proposed legislation affecting their township affairs. They attend in person and do their work themselves. And next above the townships are the county governments. And as we all know, the supervisors from each of the townships assemble seasonably and legislate for the county as a whole. I am forever, and I always shall be, irrevocably opposed to all attempts on the part of state government to invade the rights of counties and townships, to deprive them of their rightful democratic processes. In this connection, I append a resolution unanimously adopted by the Board of Delegates of the Michigan Farm Bureau in their 28th annual session in Lansing last fall. Quote, "There is a definite trend in our state to weaken and abolish local government. Local government is the foundation stone upon which our state government stands. Large units of government tend to weaken and destroy self-government. Local government reflects the will of the people that must be preserved. We go on record as opposed to any attempt to abolish, weaken, or destroy the powers of local and township government." Unquote. Mr. Chairman and fellow citizens, that is one of the most inspiring declarations which I have heard. I am interested in this definite expression of self-rule sentiment because before this campaign comes to its end on the 7th of next November, I shall submit to the whole people of the state concrete proposals and recommendations not only for the protection of local government, including cities, against crackpot invasion and conquest, but also to restore to counties, townships, and cities their stolen prerogatives, reestablishing them in the dignity and responsibility of grassroots units.